You know the reason they brought you here, to be a two-way type of a player for them, which you've done. How much more do you think you can add offensively? It seems like now you've been trying and have been successful in getting some goals lately. We know your defense. We've seen what you can do. How much more do you think you can add to your game offensively?
Yeah, you know, coming here, I wanted to add that piece to my game. I think, you know, it's coming still. It's, you know, it's a confidence thing. You know, shoot more pucks and get to that a little bit more. But, you know, happy with how it's progressing. Yeah, I think, you know, as a team, we could, you know, get to the net more and get some more tip goals and stuff like that. So I think just getting a little bit more dirty is going to add to our offense here.
Do you feel more confident in your offense right now because it has gone for you?
Yeah, I think anytime you get a couple, it definitely, you know, helps your confidence. So, yeah, it's feeling a bit more confident.
What has allowed you to, I know it's a small sample size, but what has allowed you to, you know, score three goals here in the first couple, you know, last week?
Yeah, just trying to get to the net more, you know, get more pucks there, and, you know, they're going in right now. It's kind of all I got.
You got the empty net. You got the empty netter. When you're in a situation like that, it used to be if you were on the one side of the red line, you don't shoot. Now it seems like more, you get the puck, you throw it down there. Why has that philosophy, do you think, changed where it's okay to shoot it down there? If you have to take a face-off, you take a face-off.
Yeah, I think you see a lot more guys hitting the net on those, right? A lot of guys, and then you get the second goal, it's basically, you know, icing the game. So, you know, if you get a good look at it, I think, you know, might as well try and go for it and end the game.
What has it allowed, I mean, it's, again, small sample size, but what has allowed you to acclimate here? It seems like, you know, it feels like you've been here a little longer than you have. Just what has allowed you to acclimate when you look at the whole package?
I think the guys have done a great job, you know, making me very comfortable coming in. You know, I can't say enough good things about the guys around the room. It's been, you know, so much fun being here. I think also that Europe trip at the start of the year really brought us all together. So, it's a combination of that. I'm trying to, you know, give them little tidbits of, you know, what we had to go through in the playoffs last year and, you know, how hard it is to win. So, yeah, no, it's been great so far.
With your line mates, Jordan Greenway, he seems like a guy that can get in on the forecheck, causes a lot of turnovers, and you guys can maybe take advantage of those turnovers. What's it been like to play with a guy like that, and how does that change your game, how you approach the game with him?
Yeah, it's been great. You know, he's great on the forecheck, and he's great anytime you kind of throw the puck down low. He's always winning those battles. So I think it you know, gives a lot of security on, you know, when we, you know, going in for a forecheck, you know, he's probably going to get some separation on the D-man. And then, you know, kind of when we get jammed up on the walls, you throw it down low, he's, you know, not only is he getting first touch, but he's making a good play with it. So, yeah, it's been a lot of fun playing with both of them so far.
How about Zucker? Do you like having a veteran with you?
Yeah, it's been great. You know, he thinks the game so well. You know, I think he's given us little, you know, tips on, you know, kind of spots to go in the O-zone and off the rushes. So, I think it's been a good combo so far.
Ryan, I know you know the Dallas Stars pretty well. What are the biggest challenges dealing with a team like that as physical and strength?
Yeah, you just got to keep them in front of you. You know, they got a lot of guys who could score there, and, you know, they get the puck up the ice fast. So, you know, I think the more time we could, you know, manage the puck getting in deep and not letting them, you know, do quick attacks out of our zone, it's going to, you know, help us.
Do you almost always get a physical game against them?
It's tough not to. You know, they play hard. They're, you know, one of the elite teams in this league. So it's, you got to play them harder. You know, they're going to do their thing. And, you know, yeah, they could score a lot. So we got to really manage puck.
What do you make of your usage? I mean, you've had a lot of defensive zone starts this year, which I'm sure you're used to. What do you just make of the way you've been utilized so far this season?
Yeah, you know, I like taking those, you know, big draws in the D zone. It's, you know, something I kind of pride myself on. So, you know, I'm really enjoying that. Yeah.
How about just to get more consistency with the team? You played two very good home games here. Then you go on the road. They weren't so good. And then Chicago comes along, and it was back and forth. But in the third period, you're able to lock it down. I mean, how do you get away from that inconsistency and play more like you did in those two home games here?
There's definitely, you know, kinks got to work out early in the season. You know, I think we were really happy with the two, you know, home games. We obviously didn't get the result we wanted against LA, but, you know, I think for even parts against Pittsburgh, we played really well. You know, the first period, I thought we really dominated that game. You know, it's just kind of getting comfortable in those situations, you know, playing with leads and even when you're down, you know, not throwing the kitchen sink out there and opening up too much to, you know, let them kind of get that extra goal to put us away. So, I think, you know, just getting more comfortable in the season and just being confident, you know, we belong out there and, you know, we could close those games out.
How were you able to lock down that third period against the Blackhawks?
Yeah, just cut them all in front of us, you know, really tried not to let them get into the slot and get too many great A's. And we all were tracking hard. We were getting the forecheck. You know, just winning a lot of battles, blocking a lot of shots. It's just little things.